a spooky, scary skeleton podcast where we ask the question: Do you think that I didn't look it up, but do you think that there was a late night talk show that actually tried to bring on the devil or whatnot? I know there was the ones that were like, oh hey, let's bring on psychic people and try to debunk it.
Yeah,
and that went over.
I'm sure
but...
somewhere during that time frame.
I don't think they ever brought the devil. I think that especially with Satanic Panic, it was probably too risky. Although I think a better question is, which late night show host would definitely do it? I feel like Conan would definitely bring like an exorcist on his show. He seems like really unhinged. But I could also see, like, wasn't Johnny Carson kind of weird?
He was very weird.
Yeah.
I think Conan would do it for a bit, but it wouldn't be like the actual devil, but like if I had to pick one, Jay Leno, I feel like he played it risky enough to do that.
Maybe. I definitely do not think Letterman would do it. Letterman would probably just think it was the dumbest shit ever.
Probably.
Ooh, you know who would? Eric Andre.
That's not a real talk show.
That is 100% a real talk show.
It's not a real talk show, and it's not.
I mean, it's on late,
okay.
And people
okay.
do go on there to
well,
talk.
What about Lopez Tonight? What about him?
I mean...
Shit, and Awkwafina had a talk show. Oh, shit, Awkwafina's up there with Jay Leno. Like, Jesus, man. Get out of here.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Stop. I won't have you just insult the greats behind the desk.
Who the hell is Awkwafina?
You know who Awkwafina is. Did you ever watch Shang-Chi?
No.
Shit, you don't watch movies. God dang it.
Did you ever watch Renfield?
You know he didn't.
No, but we talked about it, and I know he said he wanted to, because Nick Cage is Dracula.
Yeah, that's right.
She's, do you ever watch Crazy Rich Asians?
No.
God dang it, man. Anyway, she's a little Asian girl that was a rapper, and now she wants to be an actor, and now she's stopped appropriating black culture.
Huh.
So.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not really a good actor. I will give her this. She's a good voice actor,
yeah,
but not a good actor.
She's fine. She's, like I've said before with a lot of actors, she's got her shtick.
Yeah. But, so today we're going to be reviewing Late Night with the Devil. A 2023 supernatural horror film written, directed, and edited by Colin and Cameron. I'm going to probably say this wrong. Carnies?
Man, you missed... Man.
Carnies?
I just realized you missed a horrible opportunity to intro like a late night show host.
Mm. Oh, that would have been good.
Damn.
But it's not really late. It's not really late night. It's only like, what, 5 o'clock? Welcome to early evening.
Technically, I think that's when most of them are shot.
Welcome to Early Evening with They Watch at Night, with your hosts, Ben, Tyler, and Joe.
Nice.
There you go.
See, that's the way I'm going to do it for the Griffelman.
I like that.
I'm still deciding on music, and it's been pissing me off. Why can't I just have an orchestra band on the ready for cheap?
I don't know. Why couldn't Late Night with the Devil have, like, one person make one image, like, on the cheap?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, after watching it, like, so the AI controversy with the film, I'm like, why? Like, why? Like, literally, there's got to be somebody on staff. Because, like, so, I hate that this movie got shafted over this. Like, I hate that they kind of had to... be the one of the first movies to get like hated on for this because it's such a low budget film. It's like at least this film, even though like you really could have probably just found if you really wanted to be cheap, somebody on staff could have probably drew those. Like, you know, movie sets are filled with creative, artistic people. Somebody could have just been like, hey, we'll give you an extra $100 to go do this real quick. Like, because I also found out they did, like, apparently the owl, like the Night Owl's logo was AI. Like, come on. Yeah. There's, like, that doesn't even, silly.
When you look at the actual image or whatnot, you can see that, like, the lights that are on the building are, like, there's a difference between different shapes that work well together and then just, like, a bunch of squares clustered.
Yeah.
It just...
Well, I hate that this movie is the one that's getting, it feels like, the most hate. Because, like, to me, like, at least they have a reason to try to be cheap. You know, I really would prefer us to keep our hate with the big stews like A24 with Civil War, with the AI poster art that they've let out. Like, I feel like a big studio that can definitely afford to pay someone is where we need to keep most of our hate.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Late Night with the Devil might just be kind of, they were kind of playing with it. And because, like, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't this movie made before the walkouts or the strike, I mean, where AI started to become a very big issue in the film industry? And so I think I've heard some people speculating that they were kind of just tinkering with the idea and didn't realize the backlash that it would cause. Although after the backlash, those images would be very easy to replace outside of the logo, obviously. But, like, if you were like, oh, well, we're going to replace these, but we've got to keep the logo, sorry, I think everybody would be okay with that.
Production for the movie began, or was announced, in 2022. So,
yeah, that was before the strikes.
Made it pretty quick.
Yeah. But, you know, it is.
For me in particular, for a small artist-driven movie to come out and say, hey, we're taking a job away from an artist. Because, like, I don't want to, you know, drone on about this too long, because we did it in the Griffelman Show and whatnot. The fact is, like, AI taking away a job is different than AI enhancing a job. Because there's a stark difference between an artist going, hey, I used AI to do this, and not, hey, I used the AI to replace the job of that artist, and now it's, because the core issue is it steals the art to make that art.
Yeah.
And it would be different if they had an artist on set that was just like, hey, we're going to pay you X amount of money to put in your art to this generator and do this just so we can make a bunch in a row, so you don't have to worry about this and you can work on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make way more sense.
But it would. And it really, you're absolutely right. It really does suck, because, like, this movie generated so much hype because it's such a cool concept. Like, oh, hey, this late night show, where it's filmed like a late night show, and it's so goddamn good. And I'm so upset. The first time I watched it, and I was like, god damn it, if they had just said, like, hey, guys, we understand the backlash, so what we're going to do is we're going to put this movie back a little bit, and then release it at a later date, and just do the, you know, change it, we're sorry that we did this. And, like, I get stuff takes money, and this definitely could have been, like, we are out of budget, we can't afford to do this, but, like, god, it's so irritating.
Well, I think the most irritating part is I do feel like it would be very easy, like, in post-production, like, after the hate started coming out, I mean, I feel like it'd be very easy to just go into and just change those images. Again, I understand you can't change the logo that's been filmed behind the actors and everything, but, like, those please stand by images, I feel like, would be really not that strenuous to just swap out for digital release. Am I wrong?
No.
Probably not.
I mean, George Lucas, like, added complete fucking scenes to his movies later on in digital releases, so I feel like this wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, like, so this person, I'll put it in the Discord, but this person, Emily 3D, they made an image in response to, you know, obviously.
Okay, what happened,
but like,
yeah,
they look better. It looks like, yes, it is like a second's worth of an image, but it's still like they could have paid this person and made it so much easier.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they're not even the only one. Oh, damn, that would have looked good. This is one from, one Summer Ray.
The Summer Ray? I like that one, too. Like, they all, both of them look better. I mean, it's just obvious, yeah. They look better.
And then, even with the owl one, like, I understand they wanted to make it look creepy. But there's ways around that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, it's just like the special effects versus practical. Or not special effects, but, you know, digital effects versus practical. It's like, practical, when done right, just does look better. But it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's easier.
Yeah. But let's not focus on that.
I know.
Let's get to the movie. Well, we here at They Watch at Night don't condone using AI to replace artists. It's just wrong. And especially because, like, God, for some reason, Twitter's been throwing AI ads at me for the popcorners. Like, every time I block them, there's just, like, another one, and I'm just like, golly, come on.
I will say, we don't support AI use in pictures to replace artists. However, I do support AI using... Patrick Starr to sing Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
Yeah,
I'm down for all those.
That stuff's just funny.
Yeah. Fully supported. I honestly take over the music industry with that. I don't care.
God. But, so Late Night the Devil is currently streaming on Shudder, and so we ended up watching it because we have Shudder. And, honestly, such a good movie.
Yeah. No, it is. It's a really just cool movie, honestly.
Cool concept. Great casting. Mm-hmm. I especially like, what's his name? Ian Bliss, who plays the former magician turned skeptic.
Yeah,
Carmichael Haig.
I think it's Carmichael Hunt.
Hunt? Yeah, it's one of them.
Or no, you're right. But, my apologies.
He's so much fun, and like you see him in everything, like every now and again, as just a like side character. But he really ate up the I'm a magician, you know, sort of thing. But also I'm a skeptic,
uh-huh.
And I love the call. There was a bit they were talking about his history, and he called out Lorraine and. The Ghost Hunter duo?
Ed and Lorraine Warren.
Yeah, Ed and Lorraine.
Yeah, that's the one. He called them out. He was like, quick to run away. And I'm just like, oh, God.
We need a shared universe where, well, I guess he can't now, but like Carmichael Haig shows up in a Conjuring movie.
God, that would be great. I mean, it'd be fucking hilarious to see him, like, show up in the Conjuring movie, and he's just like, I can't. I have a TV show to get to, so I'm just going to leave you to this haunting and walk off.
Yeah. He played a skeptic so good. Like, just being a complete asshole. Like, pretentious asshole. he was probably one of the funnest characters in the movie.
Yeah. Also, tell me if y'all thought this. I thought the producer for like the hottest second was Robert Downey Jr.?
I didn't think he was, but I mean, I can see that vibe now that you've said it.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, like, well, the curly hair guy that walks up and is always smoking, like, his inflection and the way he handled himself, I was like, is that Robert Downey Jr.? Did David pull in Robert Downey Jr. as like a cameo character? Because that would have been fucking sick.
Maybe.
But like, I don't know. It's something the how he spoke for me.
No, I see what you're talking about. He's kind of got that vibe, yeah. Especially late Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. No, I really did enjoy it. I think they pulled off the late night show vibe very accurately with the sidekick, the band. I love the visual of the three lines of color zooming in and out throughout the studio.
Yeah.
And I loved the lightning. It felt like classic 90s lightning that they use in where it's like almost animated.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like the sparks and everything. Yeah. No,
I missed that.
It was so, like, the colors, the just like aesthetic was so nostalgic. But on top of that, it's shot. I guess outside of, what was it? There were a few times, I think, like whenever, maybe whenever they were like trying to go like behind the scenes and like show Jack Delroy and the producers like talking, where I don't know, it just kind of felt like out of place for like the 70s, like them trying to do. I feel like just the concept of like trying to bring on like an exorcist, an actual Satan in the 70s is just really unrealistic at the same time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but this was like during Satanic Panic, right?
I want to see.
Satanic Panic was in like mid 80s, I think.
Okay, so this was before.
Which I mean.
Yeah. Okay, never mind then.
I could be wrong about that, but yeah.
1980s. No, the Satanic Panic is a moral panic consisting of over 12,000 unsubstantiated claims of satanic ritual abuse, SRA. Starting in the United States in 1980s.
Mm. Okay. And this takes place in 1977. Okay, so never mind. My bad.
Kind of a precursor.
Was, you know, got the ball rolling.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Did you know that the little girl in it, which her name, the actress's name is Ingrid Torelli, did a really good job. But did you know that her last name, or the character's last name, was Diabo? Spelled D apostrophe A-B-O, like...
Oh, well, no. Yeah, they don't say it in the movie, I don't think.
I'm just looking at it now, and I'm like, wow, really kind of on the nose there, ain't it?
Seriously.
Oh, okay. She also, because I was talking to Ben about it, because I went and saw Abigail today. Ingrid played Matilda in the Melbourne season of Matilda the Musical in 2016, which is, it's really funny to see the Matilda to horror pipeline now, because the girl in Abigail, who is the vampire, she also played Matilda in Matilda the Musical.
Very nice. Is this the same actress you're talking about that played the little girl in Late Night?
No, Ingrid played Matilda in a Melboro production of Matilda the Musical. It's just funny.
Oh.
Little coincidence. Oh. They're both going into horror movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like most actors and actresses go into horror movies to start their career. So is it a coincidence?
It's not a... Maybe.
I mean,
I don't know.
I guess by general definition it is, but is it really like that shocking? I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm just here to have a good time, man. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Like, watch your mouth next time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I I mean, we got to be careful what we say on the air here. There's thousands of people listening to this.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, no, I have yeah. the Aliens one edited. I just need to actually release it next week. I've got work's just been killing me, and it's been getting really frustrating.
Sorry, Joe. I hate to hear that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the business. Yeah.
You wanna talk about it?
No. Ben, what'd you think of the movie?
No, I liked it. I mean, both of y'all know I'm not a avid movie watcher, but it was nice to see something different for a change. I'm used to something like Terrifier all the time, and I like a good supernatural movie every now and again.
Terrifier is supernatural.
I do like... Well, in the sense of, like, the devil and seance and cult stuff. I don't know. Hopefully we'll find out in the third one. I saw a...
Definitely a demonic entity.
Huh? Yeah, he's gotta be. I mean... I'm trying to find the picture. There's a still that I saw of him the other day in one of the movies. Or the third movie. Trying to find it, but no, I did like the movie. It was interesting. I'm gonna watch it again. I feel like I missed stuff, especially Joe talking about the Robert Downey Jr. thing. I definitely feel like I missed out on that.
He sounds like, especially because Robert Downey Jr. is doing that one movie where he's like five different characters. He just sounds like Robert Downey Jr. to me. Like, I don't know. I could just be seeing things, but. Oh, look at him. Old Art the Clown.
I think that a second watch would definitely help kind of piece together, like, so the general plot is Jack Delroy is desperate to become the number one late night talk show host above Johnny Carson. And I'm going to assume, so he is part of what is called the Grove, which is obviously a play off the Bohemian Grove. But in this, it's very obvious that the Grove and their members perform sacrifices and rituals in order to gain relevance. And it's clear, I guess, that Jack has made a deal like this, and I guess at the cost of his wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there's certain things like in it where is his wife, Madeline, her name, attempting to communicate with him from the afterlife to warn him? Is it the demonic entity? What is it? What is it called? Araxis?
Abraxas.
Abraxas. Is it him messing with him? Like, and it's like, oh, you know, is it just a classic story of like, oh, you made a deal with the devil to become famous, but he didn't say how you were going to be famous. You're going to be famous for starting a fucking religious war.
That's kind of how it always goes, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've always heard. Yeah. You make a deal, it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah, man. Ask Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's why he's 82 years old and still touring nonstop.
Because he has to.
I've seen him, and that's one of the weirdest concerts I've ever been to in my life.
What?
Bob Dylan.
What happened?
Nothing. He was just so strange. He was just extremely impersonal. And... you know, it's Bob Dylan, but it was just like he was rushing through the songs and trying to get in and out. Never said a word to the crowd, nothing. Mm. Did the songs and got up and left.
Damn. I hate that.
It was, I don't know, it was weird.
He was like a heavy drug user, right?
I don't know about heavy, but I mean, drug user, yeah.
Yeah. I was just curious if that could have anything to do with it. Maybe it's not so...
It could be.
Maybe it's the white devil, if you know what I mean. If, well, I mean, not like us white devils, but like, you know, crack cocaine, yeah. Whatever it is. Meth. Wait, is meth white? I don't know. Never seen it.
I don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know. Said that just like a guy that uses methamphetamine on a regular basis.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm a drug lord.
Maybe. I mean, honestly, it would explain a lot.
It would explain a lot.
Yeah, just like your like demeanor of like, I will like end you if you rat on me. Like, and I mean, you know,
I've never once said that.
Never get high on your own supply. I know you're not a drug user, so that that checks.
Hmm.
But you sell them.
So anyway, okay. Late night with the devil.
Admit it.
Trying to think of my gang name, but I can't come up with one.
Oh man, we'll brainstorm. Give me to the end of the show. I'll think of something. Maybe I'll use AI. I'll AI generate it.
God.
Just for Jeff.
Speaking of fun nicknames, Mr. Midnight, like, love that.
Who's Mr. Midnight again?
Jack Darby. Because his show was at midnight. They would introduce him, Mr. Midnight, Jack Darby, or Delroy. That's right.
Delroy. Delroy.
Yeah. My wife said that she felt like, and speaking of, what's his name? Ed and Lorraine Warren, the guy that plays Ed Warren. My wife said that it feels like they wrote Jack Delroy's character for him specifically.
For...
What's his name?
Ed Warren?
No, the guy that played him.
Scott Wilson?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't see that vibe.
Patrick Wilson.
Patrick.
Yeah.
He's been named Scott in something. That's where I got that from.
Yeah. No, like, I could see it just because, specifically the Ed Warren character with, like, the, sideburns and whatnot. I feel like if they couldn't have gotten David, I cannot say his last name.
Das Malchian.
If they couldn't have gone him, going with Patrick Wilson would have probably been a great move. Because I don't know, Patrick Wilson, if you put him in the Ed stuff, he's kind of got late night show energy.
I mean, no, he could definitely do it. But again, we're talking about a low budget movie here. They didn't have Patrick Wilson money.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, David Datsmalchian, and they probably didn't have his kind of money. He probably just did it because it's an opportunity to be a leading man in something.
Hey. And I mean, like, honestly, if they had come up to me and gone like, "Hey, it's a late night show, but they summon the devil and things go wrong," and I'm like, I would have gone for it.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure he was just. Enticed by the project itself. Because, like, outside of Ian Bliss, who plays Carmichael Haig, I don't think they've got anybody in here that's relative.
Michael
Ironside. I don't know, is Laura Gordon? Yeah, but he's just the narrator.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is, to be honest with you. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to him.
The biggest role that I can think of, he's been in a shit ton of stuff, but the biggest role that I can think of is, what's it? Starship Troopers. He was he wasn't the general, but I think he was like a sergeant or something. He's the one that died with the giant bug that like dug him into the ground, and he grabs the main character. He's just like, "You know what to do." And they like, you know, blow him up.
I don't know. I never watched it.
Well, in fairness, a lot of these actors are Australian, so probably not a ton of stuff that we've seen.
Yeah, that's fair.
Honestly, I really like their take on demonic possession. I really enjoyed the build up of like, oh hey, we're gonna get to something real dangerous. So I personally 8.5 out of 10. It's a strong movie. I do think they're missing something. If not, they could have added like an extra 7 to 10 minutes, push that into a 100-minute runtime, and like I don't know, something.
Maybe like a little bit further explanation on Abraxas and his motivations and his plan, but outside of that, I don't really know what else they could have really done to add to it, because you know they're in a box where they have to make all this happen in a 1 hour filming of a late night show.
Yeah.
So I mean, I kind of get. I think they did just about as good as you could do with this plot. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. There's certain things like, you know, Christu, I could have took her leave.
Yeah.
But you kind of need him to kind of set up the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Although Christu was a fraud, like we can agree he was a fraud.
No, he was.
So like
he was real.
No, he was a fraud. That's why whenever he actually was getting psychic readings, it freaked him the fuck out.
No, I agree with the former magician turned skeptic. I think that he does have like the showmanship, because like when he's getting actually possessed, he drops his accent and everything, but I do wholeheartedly believe that he has the ability to like reach into the unknown.
Maybe I kind of took like, because the women that he was talking to, they even admitted there was somebody asking them questions out in the lobby.
Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of took it as he was a fraud. And then it's like, oh shit, he actually got a real thing and it killed him.
A real thing.
Really, he got a real transmission. Honestly, David Dasmalchian just plays. Because like you can kind of tell Jack Delroy, and it's like a lot of late night hosts, like they've got this little like asshole smirk behind them. It's like you're funny. You're whimsical, but like we can tell you're a bit of an asshole. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, there are just certain late night hosts, like Letterman, obviously. But like, they've just got this little like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like the little smirk and look at the camera, like, can you believe this guy? Type of vibe.
Yeah.
Like he did that so well with a lot of this, until he was really starting to get pissed off with Carmichael Haig.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I think all Carmichael wanted to do was get into the Grove, man. The orgies.
Just, it's like, especially the orgies. Like, come on, man.
There is a lot of that in cult meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. We do that every weekend.
100%. Is it really a cult if you're not having an orgy every weekend?
It's, no, not really. Not a fun one, really. Yeah. Nobody's joining.
I gotta kill myself at the end of this and not didn't have sex all the time with everybody? Out of here.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
But. So, yeah. What rating would you give it? I'm giving it an 8.5.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I was going to give it an 8.
Nice.
Yeah. Very, very good movie. I don't think that it, like, I think we were kind of hoping it might not transcend. That might be a little bit too of an exaggerative of a word, but, like, definitely be something, like, completely new and different and really, like, kind of just push the envelope on what we know. Like, I didn't get, I guess, the next level horror I was expecting out of it, but it was still a very good movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And maybe that's what my biggest irk is. Like, it wasn't, maybe it wasn't that scary, truly.
It was definitely something different, but yeah. I mean, there's very few movies these days that are like, I'm expecting like a big scare or something. Like, even Terrifier, yeah. It's just mostly just like gore, but there's not been really anything that's like,
right.
other than like jump scares that's really frightened me to my core. And I'm really excited for like, what's that movie coming out at the end of the month? It's the one from the killer's perspective.
Is it called A Violent Nature or something like that?
Yeah, In a Violent Nature. That's right.
In a Violent Nature, yeah.
That's still, I don't think it's going to be scary, but I think it's going to be something different and something interesting. But there's really not, Nope for me was kind of scary. But there's really nothing that, like, actually frightens me about this.
Yeah, and I mean, Nope is a great example of, like, a horror movie that's not necessarily, like, super scary, but still a great horror movie. Mm. And I mean, I think this is kind of on that same vein. I'm definitely more of a fan of Nope, but, I think it did what it set out to do, besides start the AI controversy.
Mm. Still some
humor.
What are you gonna do? Budget cuts, you know.
I mean, are there any other horror movies that you guys are looking forward to other than A Violent Nature?
I have not heard really any horror movie that I know is coming out, unless it's like a big one. I would have heard from you, and I don't think you've really said anything here lately, so. I mean, I know Ben's excited for Terrifier 3, but
yeah,
that is true. That would be just a you and Ben thing.
You know, I actually have. Let's just be honest. It's gonna be immaculate, just incredible, just really.
Just understand, you're getting forced into that theater.
Oh, I know. I'm going. You don't have to force me. Like, I'll go. Just don't expect me to be happy about it.
Oh, I don't.
Well, I know. I've been seeing some things, and I've. It's an A24 movie, so I'm already like interested. I saw the TV Glow is one that I'm really interested in, because like all the reviews that I've seen for it have been like, wow, this has really changed my. You know, my look on horror, psychological horror, and whatnot. And I'm just like, okay, interesting. I mean, it's got some pretty good reviews too. Like at least an 8 out of 10.
Trying to find, there was one coming out. I mean, not necessarily ones that are coming out, but there's ones that I see people talking about on like TikTok that I really want to watch. One of them is called The Coffee Table. I have no idea what it's about, but apparently it's like makes Terrifier look like a kid's bedtime story. So I'm curious of that.
Is this what it's going to be? Like everybody's just going to try and one up each other on how like disgusting they can make the movie?
I mean,
probably.
That's kind of how movies work. They got to keep one-ing up each other.
It's like there's this movie that everybody quotes that says, "Oh, you shouldn't watch this movie." It's one of those movies that got banned somewhere. It's called a Serbian film. No idea what it's about.
It's called a Serbian film.
It's called a Serbian film.
2010. Interesting. Yeah.
I already believe yes. them.
Why does that look like Jim Carrey?
I'm not sure what it's about.
A Serbian film is a 2010 Serbian exploitation horror film produced and directed by Serbian name. I cannot pronounce that. It is directorial debut. It tells the experience of a financially struggling porn star who agrees to participate in an art film only to discover he's been drafted into a snuff film with pedophilic and necrophilic themes.
Oh, God.
Oh, yay. Yay.
This
that's not what I expected to hear.
Like? This feels very much like, Human Centipede is the vibe I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
And especially like Human Centipede 2.
I do remember that movie coming out.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, I never watched the second one.
I'll never force y'all to watch those at all. I think the first one pushed the envelope plenty, and then the second one was I was curious about it because the plot was, it takes place in our world. Someone watches the Human Centipede, wants to do it, and gets like seven people to try it. It's like black and white and nonsense. And then the third one is they take 100 prisoners in a prison and do it. And it's just like, why do this at all? Like,
ugh.
I know Alien Romulus I'm excited for. There was some movie I was seeing that was just like, oh, wait. Or no, that's right. It was the killer one, A Violent Nature. Apparently someone, while watching it in their little shows, they threw up and everyone was just like, oh, hey, ooh, this is very exciting.
Yeah, see, I've never watched a movie where somebody said, I threw up in it. Maybe that says something about me, but I've never had that reaction to a movie. I don't know.
I don't get it. I've never seen a movie that I'm just like, wow, this is visceral enough that it's making me have an actual reaction.
Terrifier did.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't throw up.
I can't wait.
Sick.
No, I'm excited for Long Legs. I'm excited for Long Legs. That looks like a good one. The film focuses on Lee Harker, a new FBI agent who has been assigned to an unsolved case of serial killer. As the investigation becomes more complicated with occult evidence uncovered, Harker realizes a personal link to the killer and must act quickly to prevent another family murder.
Wow.
Nick Cage is a serial killer. That's all that matters.
That's all that fits. Just,
yeah, that's just like that's just his thing now.
Yeah, I think Long Legs and Cuckoo.
Cuckoo?
Yeah. It's got what's her name? Hunter Schafer. And Dan Stevens.
Oh, okay.
God, Dan Stevens. There's an actor.
Shit. Is that... No. Wait, who's Dan Stevens again?
He did the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
That didn't help me, but it's fine. You wanna know who I thought, though? You know the guy from Schitt's Creek, the son?
Oh, yeah.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
No.
Because I know his name is Dan. I can't remember what his last name is, but I thought it was Stevens for a second.
No, he did Legion, which I personally argue is the best X-Men to date. But he was in the new Godzilla movie. He's the guy in the Hawaiian shirt. He did Apostle. He's done a lot. Like, surprisingly.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now.
No, he was actually in Abigail, and he did a great job. God, he's such a good actor. God, he has been in a shit ton. Oh, my God. but is there anything in particular that you guys would want to watch for next week?
We can watch whatever
The Human Centipede 2.
No.
I'm kidding.
We can watch whatever that one movie you talked about, what, Bagman?
Oh, Baghead?
Baghead.
Yeah, so I saw some clips on TikTok, and I'm interested. Yeah, I'd be down for that. Just because I got nothing else in terms of like stuff that's coming out or whatnot. I mean, Abigail's out, but I don't think there's anything else out that's really like caught my eye. I mean, Tarot. I was interested in because I follow the artist that did the art for the tarot cards, but I mean, yeah.
That's it. That's all.
I mean, that's
nothing. You're not interested in the plot or anything else about the movie?
No. It was specifically that I follow the artist and they, oh shoot. I'm pretty sure it's the guy that did, that made Siren Head. That did the art for that.
I did see that Neve Campbell is signed back on for Scream 7. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah. they're getting a little desperate, I'll tell you that much, because I think we talked about it when it first was happening, but like they pretty much tried to get her back on and she was just like, I will not do this except for this amount of money, and they were like, ah-ha-ha, fuck no. And then they lost Melissa something.
Barrera.
Yeah. Oh, she was good. She was great in Abigail too.
Didn't they fire her because she was protesting?
Yeah,
the Palestine stuff. They fired her for being outspoken against it, outspoken for the Palestinian people. And they were like, "Well, you know, we'll just bring back Neve Campbell." And it took them, as far as I'm aware, a hot minute. So they dropped some money.
Yeah. Good for her, man.
Getting a bag.
Get that generational wealth.
Yeah.
Yep. Honey, how did we come to our inheritance of so much? Well, your grandmother was in a long franchise of movies about a guy killing other people.
Just all in.
And every movie, it's a different guy, but the same mask. Wow, that didn't get old? No. No, child, it didn't.
I'm telling you, Cult of Ghostface, it's going to be good. If it is that.
We'll see. Although, I don't know how, like, they've set up, like, a whole franchise with Billy Loomis's bastard daughter, and now she gone, so I don't know what you're going to do now. I mean, she was literally the main character.
Yeah, that is a big oversight on their part. So it's, I'll bet you anything, this one that comes out, it's gonna be terrible.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean,
probably
it's gonna be a combination of just like the plot just goes nowhere. Neve Campbell is just trying to get killed again, and I mean, they would have to bring back pretty much original Scream people, and just go, hey. Look, it's got all the markers.
They're going to finally have to bring back Lillard.
Matthew Lillard.
He's going to be at GalaxyCon in July. I'll ask him.
Are you going? Hey, Lillard, are you going back?
She's going to be there. Jamie Kennedy's going to be there. Skeet Ulrich is going to be there.
Do y'all, like, so, I guess you're obviously already going, Ben, but would, do you all want to, are you, like, going just for a day?
We're going for a few days, but, I mean, if y'all want to come down, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we, I might try to go down for a day.
It's GalaxyCon this year.
July 20-something? 24th?
I think. Might.
Yeah, July, it starts, I think it starts either the 24th or the 25th. I think it's the 25th that it starts.
I might try for a day, at least. Just a carpool with Tyler. I think that's everything that I got. Y'all got anything else?
I think I'm good, and I think my dogs are getting ready to ruin it for us.
Right. I'm good.
Well, I'm Joe.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Ben.
And this has been Baywatch at Night.